now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Okay, 75% of working adults say that this is the worst and most stressful aspect of their jobs. It is their immediate boss. Bad managers create enormous health costs and are a major source of misery for many people. So what do you do if you're facing a difficult boss? And if you're the boss, how can you avoid being a terrible one? To talk about that, I'm joined by Paul Spiegelman. He's the founder and CEO of the Beryl Companies. That includes Beryl Health, a technology-focused patient experience company, and Beryl Institute, a research and educational entity. He's also the author of the book, Why Is Everyone Smiling? The Secret Behind Passion, Productivity, and Profit. Paul, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thanks, Michael.
I guess that's one of the benefits of being a CEO. You don't have an immediate boss to terrorize you, right?
That's right. We only get to terrorize other people.
So tell me, I guess it's no surprise that an immediate boss is really, especially if he's mean or incompetent, can be an enormous stressor. But how can you really change that as a worker? After all, they are the boss.
That's right. And we have challenges as the worker or the employee if we have a boss who's either mean or creating stress. And the fact is we spend a big part of our life at work. There's no doubt that stress is created at work, and we bring that home, and it manifests itself with our family, with physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. And really, I think the employees need to stop and ask themselves certain questions. And first is really, are they in the right place? And in this economy, we know it's difficult for people to find jobs and to keep jobs, but it's not worth it to stay in a place where stress is causing other symptoms and really creating unhappiness in your life.
Is it a good idea to go over the head of your direct manager and let those above him or her know that your boss is a tyrant?
I think there's a process, and it is okay to do that, but I would always start by making sure that you have given that person the benefit of the doubt in terms of having a conversation with them. And if you have a boss that's treating you poorly, there's no reason to exist that way. And ultimately, I tell people that it's too important not to be happy in your job. And if you need to make a choice, you need to go somewhere else. But the fact is that whatever business we're in the relationship business, and people should have the courage to sit down with their boss and have that honest conversation about the way they're feeling about the way they're being treated, and that helps.
Do you really think it's any kind of secret? Aren't people typically aware in a company when a boss or a certain manager is difficult to deal with?
That's true, but I still think that there's what I call the right thing to do. And if you want to go above their head and you want to talk to their supervisor to say, please help me or do something about this or get rid of my boss, I think that the first thing you ought to do is to talk to your boss first. And if you don't get the results you want, then I would go above them.
I'm guessing the motivation of a difficult boss, unless it's some kind of a major personality malfunction, is that they're trying to create a productive workplace. They want to see output from their workers. What do you consider the best management approach for those that directly deal with their workers?
The tide is changing in terms of leadership and management, and what you described might be termed command and control leadership, where essentially a boss says, I want you to do this, and they expect you to do this. And there was a feeling that the tougher you were, the better people did or the more productive they were. And what's changing in society today is people are realizing that the opposite is actually true, that if you show respect, kindness, and trust with your employees and bring them into the fold and into the conversation, if you simply make them happy and show that you care about them personally, that's what's going to create a more productive workplace, and that's what's going to create better financial success for your company.
Well, as a manager, though, where is the line between being friendly with your workers and also maintaining this position of authority that when it does come time to making unpopular decisions, it's not. It doesn't become an issue in terms of the way your workers perceive you.
Well, you absolutely have to know where to draw that line. I'm not saying you need to be best buddies and go out for beers with everyone that you work with. I'm talking about treating people with respect and them understanding that when that tough time comes, So you're going to make the right decision or the best decision you can. And so we're not saying that you shouldn't be a strong boss and make tough decisions that you're in the position and have the authority to make. But the way we treat our people can be done in a kind and way, mm-hmm. and still maintain and make those tough decisions.
Now, your book is titled "Why Is Everyone Smiling?" The secret behind passion, productivity, and profit. Is there one central secret to that?
There really isn't. There's not a secret to this, Michael. The fact is that there's many little things that, as leaders, we can do to make our people feel engaged in their work. Things as simple as having fun at work, showing that we care about them in the totality of their lives, making sure that we make decisions connected to a set of core values, getting involved in the community, nothing that's proprietary or groundbreaking, but things that attach our employees to us in a way that they want to get up every morning, love what they do, and they want to fall on a sword for us when things go bad. And that's really what it's about. It's just doing the right thing every day.
I wonder, when you have a manager that is known to be a difficult one, in your own company, when you address that, I mean, are they actually able to change their style significantly, or is it usually just an inbred part of their personality?
I think it's pretty tough to change, but we do go through that process to make sure, and many of us didn't learn how to be managers or leaders, and so as the CEO of the company, I have to first look in the mirror to make sure I've given that manager the tools and training to succeed in their job. But what's happening is everyone else in the company is looking at me, and when we have that person that, like you said, everyone knows about, they're waiting for me to do something about it. So as leaders, we have to make those tough decisions. We have to move those people out of the organization if they don't otherwise self-select out.
Well, I'm guessing it can be difficult because sometimes managers that are maybe somewhat unkind to their workers know how to manage up in an effective way to their superiors, right?
Absolutely, and that's something that we have to watch out for and make sure that we realize earlier. As leaders, sometimes we procrastinate in these areas, and yes, we have, even in our own company, I can think of a situation where a senior leader managed up very well, and it took a while for us to figure it out. And once we did and we made a change in that position, I had frontline employees coming to me and telling me that a cloud had been lifted from the organization. So as leaders, our job number one is to make sure we get the right people in the right seats at the right time and to find those early warning signals.
Paul Spiegelman, founder and chief executive officer of The Barrel Companies. He's the author of the book, Why Is Everyone Smiling? The Secret Behind Passion, Productivity, and Profit. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk to the lead author of this new study finding that black students in America are being suspended at a higher rate, significantly so, than white students. We'll find out why. And then we'll find out why in Michigan that seems to be a particular problem. Well, that is next. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.